Okay. Do you have, do you have her intro music, or do you even want to bother with that?
Oh, I'm sure it's somewhere. By the way, I hit record about 5 seconds ago.
Really?
I'm going to
sound test.
Yeah, I'm porcupines. Porcupines in my poodle's pants. Yeah, that's really good. What about you? Yep.
G'day. My name is Joe Neal. And this is my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother, Jason Mack. A psychiatrist once told Jason's mom, "This child has severe behavioral problems." Welcome to the Wild Animal Edition of JBC.
Oh, that was so sexy. I love it when you do a Filipino accent.
Yeah, it's my favorite. I work really hard on it, you know?
Or should I say Filipino? Oh, we're going long.
I thought I'd put in a version of the music today, which is singing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
So. You're a mad lad. I'm gonna turn it up. I haven't heard Inga for a while.
This Inga, beautiful voice.
Okay, that's enough. So, here we are on another fine. What day of the week is it? Can't even remember.
It's weird. We're recording on a Sunday, which is not what we normally do.
Mm-hmm. We're recording on a Sunday, but we normally record on Mondays, except we didn't last time or this time. And you're not even going to hear this one until after you hear the one we've already recorded, which we haven't posted yet. But if you're hearing this, then we have posted it. Time travel.
Yeah. Weird.
It's so...
Fucking A
is right. So what's up, Mr. Joe Neal? How you been? What's going on? What's going down? What's going downtown?
Well, I was excited about this show just because every once in a while we do new themes. This is a brand new theme.
Yeah, brand new.
I don't think it's going to be a shocker to let our listener know that
it
we're
won't
probably
be...
ill-prepared for this.
When you say that it's not going to be a shocker, are you telling me that it's not going to be two in the pink and one in the stink?
No, it won't. It'll be two in each. We call that a spocker. You like that?
Yeah, I do. And if it's two in all three, that's a sporker.
Oh, is that what that is?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Hey, you're wild. You're like a wild animal. See, that's what we do on themes. We have to then tie it back.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go sporker, porker, pork, pig. Yeah. I like your transition better. Yeah, we're going to talk about animals today. And we're going to talk about just animals in general, like a dog, a horse. Or are we going to be talking about fantastical animals?
You're really on a roll there. Here, let's keep going with that. A dog, a horse, a mouse, a rabbit.
Dude, I'm the father of a 2-year-old. I can name animals for years. That's all we do around
here.
Like
naming nuts, remember? From
exactly.
Best in Show.
Yeah, We do Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and I can sing that shit for hours. And on that farm, he had a cow. Yeah, with a moo-moo here, and a cluck-cluck there, and a bark-bark here, and a meow-meow here, and a nay-nay here, and a quack-quack there, and a fuck you now because you're not asleep. Why don't you sleep, you little shit?
Wow, that is gnarly.
It's, yeah.
You know what? You crushed that song, though.
Man. Yeah, it's... Yeah. So, yeah, lots of animals. Well, we're going to talk about crazy, weird ones, aren't we? Do you have ideas about, like... So, let me ask you this question, Joe. Sure. If you were an animal, what would you eat?
Apple pie.
Okay. You would eat apple pie. So, you would have to be an animal that could eat apple pie. You can't be a snake. You can't be I don't know. Are there any animals that are apple pie intolerant?
Maybe. I'm just saying, you know what? I am an animal, and I was just thinking about eating apple pie. So I was just answering honestly.
Okay. Well, if you were an animal, what animal would you be, I guess, then? That's the next obvious question.
I'm sorry, I got distracted because our friend Shags is texting us.
Oh,
I don't know if she's going to be able to come on the show. She's going to come on a little bit later, I think.
Okay.
But what was your question again? Sorry about that.
If you could be anybody's pet, whose pet would you be?
Idris Elba.
Okay, yeah. Duh. And what would you be? Like, does Idris Elba own a tiger? Or does he own, like, a salamander? Or does he own, like,
I think that Idris Elba would own a timber wolf. And I don't know why.
Because
I just want to see him in the middle of a blizzard with a wolf.
Yeah.
And he's come out of the forest in the snow, the blowing snow.
Yeah.
And he's about to kick somebody's ass with his wolf.
Yeah.
My ass. I'm the wolf.
Right? You're the wolf.
I'm the wolf.
You're the ass.
We're about to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah.
You know whose
ass you're not going to kick? Liam Neeson. Because he made a movie where he punches a wolf in the face. Don't mess with
Liam Neeson. Hey, I know Liam this Neeson. Isn't.
Yeah.
I'm echoing here. I'm like screaming in my own face again. Check it out. The movie The Gray, and I know this isn't the movie episode, but that is a movie about wolves.
Boom.
So here we go.
Yeah.
On theme. The Gray. Is cool. A lot of people bitched about that movie because, spoiler alert, at the end, Liam Neeson, he fights
a wolf.
A pack of wolves.
He's standing in front of the wolves. He goes, I have a very special set of skills. And he punches the wolf.
Well, they don't show the fight at the end, and a lot of people were really fucked up about that.
Yeah.
They were like, the whole goddamn movie, I just wanted to see
Liam Neeson
just throw down with this fucking scary ass alpha wolf.
Go Idris Elba on that wolf's butt.
And you kind of get the impression at the end of the movie that there's other wolves there. It's not like, but the alpha wolf, it's almost like all the other wolves are like, we're just going to actually hang back and watch Liam Neeson fight our leader.
Yeah. They're the hype. The hype wolves.
And then boom, the credits roll, which is fucked up. But. Welcome to the movie episode, ladies and gentlemen. Scott. Shatter Scott. he's our new listener. But if you go, just like a Marvel movie, watch through all of the credits, there is a special post-credit scene.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. I've never seen the movie, so I.
Everybody's bitching. About Liam Neeson didn't fight the wolf, but they give you a little something,
something
at the end. Now, you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
What would you guess? Let's say you were the writer of the movie, and you're written a movie about wolves.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson getting fucked with by wolves.
Yeah.
All of his friends dying one by one.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere. And then at the end, you've written this. You're like, you know what? You don't even get to see him fight the wolf.
Yeah.
You sons of bitches.
Yeah,
and credits roll. And then you have a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
What would your post-credit scene be?
It would be...
How would you write?
This is what I would do. I would have, like, the camera pan over some gray fur, and then it pans up, and you realize, oh, snap, Liam Neeson is sitting on a wolf pelt in front of a fire drinking wine. You're like, oh, snap, he killed that wolf. And then he turns his head a little to the side, and he's got this come-hither gaze, like he's really happy. And the wolf trots in, sits down next to him with a bone in his mouth, and Liam Neeson puts his hand on
and
the wolf's...
friends.
And they're friends, and he's like, we both got special skills, don't we? And the wolf's like, arr! And then, boom, get out the theater. You're done. That's what I would do. That's not what happened,
That's
though, is
so
it?
So fucking rad. Yeah. You know, mine would have been, all of a sudden, you just see Liam Neeson covered in blood.
Yeah.
And he's all fucked up, like one of his eyeballs is hanging out. Well, no, we can't do that because I need him to stare into the camera.
Yeah.
So his eyeballs are still in.
He can stare with one eye.
But he's got one foot on the dead wolf. He has fucking killed the wolf.
Yeah.
And he looks right in the camera and he goes, what up, bitch? And then that's it.
Because it turns out it's not an alpha male, it's an alpha female.
No, he's looking at you. Like he's like, you know. Yeah, no, that's for the viewer. He's looking right at the viewer, right into the camera. He's like, okay. What up now?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, give me another
there's
one.
There's a couple of different options.
I'll make a movie called the Polka Dot. You name it. The Purple. I don't care what your animal is. I'm going to punch it in the face. I'm Liam Neeson.
Yeah, we weren't talking about the dog. The alpha dog, the alpha wolf dog. Shit.
That's dog shit. Wolf.
All right. So, yeah, welcome to the animal episode. The original plan.
Yeah.
We haven't had Shags on the show for a while, so that'll be fun. If she ever figures out what's wrong with her Skype, she'll be in. And we'll say hi to her. The idea is anything that comes to our heads, our minds, our brains, regarding
our seven-headed animals. Hydra. Whatever comes to our seven heads, because we are a Hydra something. I don't know. I'm trying.
See, now, that's an imaginary animal, and that's cool, too.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to have real animals. We can talk about unicorns. Another imaginary animal, narwhals. They don't exist.
They don't?
That's a fantasy.
Wait.
Whale. Unicorn.
Wait. It doesn't narwhals exist. Don't exist? I think narwhals exist.
No, I was just joking. Well, am I? No, I've always thought that narwhals were
I'm fantasy. Looking up narwhal. Yeah, no,
are
they're
you
real.
Telling me that narwhals. No, I know that they exist. But
oh, you do?
What okay. The fuck? What I'm saying is that's really weird. It's like, well. Unicorns don't exist. Horses exist. A horse with one horn coming out of its head, that doesn't exist. Yeah. But we got the whale version. No problem. Yeah. That exists. Narwhals.
Yeah, you want to know what its Latin name is? You know, like this. Monodon monoceros.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound like...
That's my DJ name.
I was going to say, that would be a rhinoceros's DJ name. It's like... Yo, what's up? This is DJ Monodon Monoceros. I'm going to spin some crazy cat-type music for you because I'm a rhinoceros and I don't see very well. And my horn is actually hair.
I really like Flight of the Conchords. Here, check it out. I'm still going to be on theme. One, Conchord.
Boom.
Fucking animal, right?
And
those guys, when they rap, their names are really funny. Do you remember their names?
What is the hip-hop-hopotamus?
Yeah, the hippopotamus and the rhinoceros.
The rhinoceros, that's right, yeah.
That's all animaled out.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Welcome to the animal music episode.
Animal music.
Comedy movie fucking music animal episode.
Yeah, somebody came to our house the other day and said that my son was a calm animal from the Muppets animal. You know, that guy?
That's a oxymoron.
It kind of is, yeah. But anyway, I mean, that's
an animal. And an ox is an animal, too, so we're on theme.
Boom. Nailed it. I think Animal is my favorite Muppet, like, of them all.
He is?
I think so. I don't have to go, yeah. There's a, you should do this. I know this isn't on topic, but fuck it. Sometime Google the phrase Danny Boy Animal until you find the video where it's got Animal and Beaker and somebody else, I can't remember who, singing Danny Boy. It's the funniest thing you've ever heard in your whole life. And it's got nothing to do with animals.
Well, all three of those characters singing any song would be great.
I said only two, but you're right.
There's only two?
There's three.
Beaker and Animal?
Beaker and Animal and somebody else, but I don't know who the somebody else is. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
But now I'm going to look it up.
Oh, so. I was thinking, for some reason, you didn't say this.
Swedish Chef.
I was thinking.
Swedish Chef. That's
yes,
who the third
thank
one
you.
Is.
That's exactly what. Because if it were, this is how he would sing Danny Boy. It'd be like.
Okay, moving right along. Here are
Kermit the Frog. He's an animal.
Who have all kissed the Blarney Stone?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Leprechaun Brothers. Yeah.
Kermit the Frog. Animal. Yeah.
Animal.
Animals just back there. I can't believe I'm making you listen to this.
I got me boy. I got me boy. Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy. Oh,
Okay, so and it just goes on like that, and it's the best
Doesn't
thing.
Does Beaker show up then?
Yeah, he is, but I didn't want to make you listen to the whole thing, because we're on the animal
episode. Well, you know, and we shouldn't just lean on Jim Henson for all of our entertainment, but that was good. I'm glad that you let me hear that. I didn't even know it existed.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, so let's talk about animals. Narwhals are real. Unicorns are not real. Do you have a favorite animal? I mean, like, what's your go-to? Like, narwhals had a bit of popularity on the internet for a while. Everyone was like, narwhals and bacon! But now, I don't know, what's the...
Narwhals and bacon? What the fuck does that mean?
No, not at the same time. It was just... Although, that would be cool. That would be like... It would be like a code phrase, you know? You go up to somebody, hey, man. Hey, you got any narwhals and bacon, man? And the guy's like...
Well, I hate to... You know where you get some narwhals and bacon, dude?
Where you get some narwhals and bacon?
You want to fucking hook me up, dude?
You can hook me up with some narwhals.
Anyway, well... I think we've done this before. We've had episodes of our... Now, what is this? I don't know. Let's not put a number on this.
Too late. We've done nine episodes nine times. 80 Kwan.
Holy shit. So, in one of the previous episodes, I think we were just super lazy and we wanted to go to sleep and we just started sharing YouTube videos that we liked with each other.
Yeah.
Well, there's one that I love so much. And we've talked about this many times where... listening to somebody laugh makes you laugh, and that's kind of the impetus of canned laughter, because it makes you laugh that you don't have to even write a funny joke. You can just, you know, there it is. The laughter makes you laugh.
Chandler,
and then
we
do that.
Right?
We do that ourselves, but...
put down that apron, Chandler. I'm trying to find my laughter button, but I can't find it. I think I overwrote it. Where did it go? Oh, here it is. Okay, that was lame. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, here, we kept talking over each other, but let me say, goddamn, technical difficulties. I'm screaming in my own face again, this echo. And Shags is trying to call me. But goddamn it, I'm going to get to this. I would like for you to play one of my favorite things again, because it is animal oriented. It's called Crispy Bacon. And it is a newscaster that's telling a story about a handicapped pig, and he can't fucking do it. He loses his shit. Can we listen to that? Because it just makes me...
Didn't we play this once before?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. We actually, on some lazy episode, we were just actually just entertaining ourselves and our listener with just YouTube. We weren't even bringing... We brought nothing to the show. We just were playing YouTube videos. This is one of them. But this is a goddamn animal video. So let's do it again. It's just so much fun. Chris P. Bacon. You got it?
Yeah, it's been playing for a while.
What? I can't hear it.
You have to read this story. We cannot. Oh my god.
Yeah,
now
bacon.
The story of a pig.
Okay.
I need to let you know it probably was obvious, but I couldn't hear that at all.
Yeah, you said you couldn't. I could. I don't know if it was recorded, but that will be just, you know, 40 seconds of silence on the podcast.
Okay. We can live through that. That's no problem. Okay, so Shag says this isn't entertaining either, but she's having trouble with Skype. She's re-downloaded it. It won't let her in. She's got an angry face here.
Aww.
And I'm going to keep trying, but it's just not working. Big angry face. That's okay. We'll just keep going with this.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're spinning around a little bit. My idea was we would come up, maybe talk about animals that we thought were interesting. I mean, narwhals are fucking pretty interesting. I have interesting stories from zoos. I've had funny things happen to me at zoos. And then there's just kind of some scary animals.
Yeah.
And there's some disgusting animals. But aside from human beings, we can talk about other animals too.
Dude. Well, let's do that then. Do you have a weird, interesting... What's your favorite animal?
I am really kind of... It makes my skin crawl, but I'm also really impressed by wasps.
Okay, wasps. you're impressed by them.
Wasps.
Yeah. Why? So what is it about a wasp that impresses you?
I saw some documentary about them where it broke down. Really, a lot of different insects are just their descendants, their evolutionary like branches off of the trunk of the tree, which is the wasp.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, think about ants for a minute.
Okay.
That's really good Foley art. What you pouring there?
Refreshe seltzer water.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going on vacation next weekend. I've been assigned to finish off all of the food in the house that could go bad while we're gone, and so this is one of them. But anyway.
Refreshe, that's pretty cool.
Refreshe, it's the store brand of seltzer water.
And you're not putting any booze in there tonight, right? Sunday night.
Well, I don't fucking care about the day of the week or even the time of day. I just don't happen to have any booze because I drank it all because we're going on vacation. So, no.
Gotcha. Anyway, what was I talking about? Yes, wasps are frightening.
Yes.
And they're, you know, they're old as fuck. They've been around. Ants are just descendants of wasps.
Wow, really?
I think I've got that right. Now, if you think about an ant.
Which I do all the time.
Think about like a winged ant. Winged.
Yeah, I like that winged.
I think they're called drones, like the male ants.
Yeah.
Because most of them are asexual, and then you have the queen, and then you have these drones.
Yeah.
Who are the lucky bastards that get to fuck the disgusting queen and make a lot of asexual workers.
Yeah.
I think I've got this right. Anyway, think about an ant, and think about the body of a wasp. Ants are very much like wasps. Mm-hmm. They're you can tell that they're related. On the evolutionary, timeline there. It wasn't very well spoken. But anyway, wasps are fucking scary. Some wasps look like robot war machines with armor on, and that scares the shit out of me. Here's another thing about wasps.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me tell you, if you go on YouTube and you put in like wasp versus spider, or
whoa, no, I'm not doing that.
Wasp versus bumblebee. By the way, fuck bullshit. Like a bumblebee can't fucking hang at all. No bee can hang against a wasp. A wasp will fuck any bee up at any moment. Yeah. It doesn't matter. He'll fuck up 5-6 bees at a time, I think.
In the wasp bee continuum, the bee is a wolf and the wasp is Liam Neeson. And the wasp will punch that bee in the face.
I love that. I'm going to use that in a montage.
You should.
The cool thing about the animal show is the next time we do an animal show, I can put together and maybe some sort of ridiculous animal montage, and it will be mostly this show because we're going to say a bunch of stupid stuff about animals. But here's another scary thing about wasps. Not only will it kick a bumblebee's ass, no problem, but there are wasps, I think in Australia, that they're like, well, I need to lay my eggs somewhere. What's a good place? And they just inject their eggs into innocent caterpillars. The eggs slowly grow inside the caterpillar's body and it dies, and then it feeds the baby wasps, and then disgusting alien wasps burst out of the caterpillar. Fucking oh my god.
That's messed up.
It is.
That is so messed up.
So.
Ooh, I think we may have some shags coming in.
Do we have shags?
If she is, let me real quick just cap your wasp discussion with some wasp facts that I found.
Yes, please. I want you to tell me more about wasps. Okay. I'm just telling you the stuff that I remember. Maybe it's not even right, but
I'm not going
to
read
them
all.
I want it to be right.
You're completely right. So here, the venom in wasp. Venom, okay? Venom.
Venom.
The venom in wasps contains a pheromone that causes other wasps to become more aggressive. Huh? Like sharks. They're like flying mini sharks. Like they smell. Like one of them goes, hey, Roger, did you smell that? Somebody just stung that motherfucker. And they all, let's go get some. And they all, boom, go in. And here's another fact. The sting of a wasp should wear off within 24 hours. But for a small minority of people, the venom in their sting causes anaphylactic shock, which can be fatal. For more information on the symptoms of anaphylaxia, visit youarefucked.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, a bumblebee, actually, compared to a wasp, a bumble bitch is can only sting you once, and then it dies.
Yeah.
A wasp is like, sting you once, sting you again. I'm stinging five more times. I'm stinging you in the balls. You're going to die.
Yeah.
I stung you 12 times in your genitals.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't know.
And every time it stings you.
You'd have to be running naked through the woods, and then wasps attack your genitals. That would be a terrible situation.
I wonder what would be the situation such that a wasp would hone in on your balls directly. And I think it would be because it smells the venom on your balls. And so, like, if you were just, like, naked and you sat down a wasp was like, no, fuck that, and it stings you in your balls, you're like, oh, shit, and you start to run. And all the other wasps are like, I smell sting juice, yo. And they would, like, zero in on your nutsack. And
I just think that wasps are scary, and if there were a naked ape or human, which is a naked ape, they'd be like, oh, we know what we're doing. We're going straight for the groin.
We're not
fucking around. If you have jeans on, they're like, nah, we're going for your eyeballs and your neck and shit. Yeah. They're just hardcore. If you were naked, it's over.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a swarm of wasps on your nutsack.
And that would be – well, actually, it says right here, wasps don't swarm because that's crazy. Rather than swarm, they're just like, no, we're directed and focused. We know what we're doing. We're not going to swarm like some sort of bumble. What was it you called? A bumble
butthole? See, well, I don't even understand wasps. They just scare me. So, you know, a frightening thought is a swarm of wasps around my naked genitals.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I think, though, you got to admit
that if – fear, not knowledge.
Yeah. You have to admit, though, I think that if you're talking to – if you're, like, at a party and you're like, hey, man, what's your deal? And the guy's like, last week I was running through a forest naked. How about 15 wasps snaking me in the balls? You'd be like – okay, I'm going to fight you, because if you can survive that, what am I going to do, fight you? I don't know why you would fight people at a party anyway. Like, maybe that's what it is.
But
like,
you're right. That would be
a
tough son of a bitch. Right
that would
here.
Be, yeah. I'm going to try to add Shags to this call.
Shags in here.
Let's see if I can. Let's see. Nope, can't do that.
Young way. Shags. I called her old Shags. How rude.
Yeah. Add people to this call. There she is.
All right. Can you walk us through it?
Can you walk us through it?
That was a recording. That wasn't the Shags. All right.
That wasn't the real Shag.
I think we're calling her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Sorry, we have a little dead air.
Yeah. Well, we can keep talking about wasps and
stuff. Hello?
Oh, hello!
Oh, my God.
Hello. That was a shit show.
It was our favorite animal, Shags. How are you?
I'm great, friends. How are you?
We're good.
We are doing well, and we're recording.
Yeah.
You come in to the show.
Yeah.
Hello. Well,
Shags, Delam Barat Tang Shoda, for real. And that's why we're glad you're here.
Manam Khayli Delez Wasam Tang Shoda, Azizam.
Yeah. Tabalodet Mubarak.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too.
Wow. Good job, both of you.
You know what? I'm impressed.
Oh, really? Well, then, let me just say this. Have a craft of Mampore Mamariast.
You know what, everyone? This is an international show.
It's an international show, yeah. But we're going to Vayasai with that. I probably said that really wrong, Vayasai, and go back to animals. Joe, bring Shags up to speed.
Well, Shags, this being the animal show, I brought up an animal that I thought was really scary. It's from an evolutionary perspective, it's a really important animal. It's old as fucking scary as hell, and it's a wasp.
Oh, I was gonna have you guess. I was gonna let you guess. Have Shags guess.
Oh,
it is.
Damn it! See,
yeah.
See, I was thinking about bringing up the bees, but you stepped it up one notch.
Actually, yeah. I renamed bumblebees bumble bitches because they can't handle wasps. On this very show, right before you came in,
yeah,
you
did.
So you might now. Bumblebees are cute, and that's fine, but like. Look, combat between a bumblebee and a wasp. Fucking rubbish. Bumblebee's going down. That's all I'm saying.
It's going down. Did you
Why
guys
say read some that? Nice things about bumblebees real quick?
Well, everyone save the bees.
Yes, they are important.
If you see them on your patio or your deck dying, go ahead and make up some sugar water for them and encourage them to drink it because facts. So that's it.
I do want to say this. I'm just talking about, you know, combat. Clearly the winner is going to be wasps. When it comes to the ecosystem, we need bees. So I kind of want to backpedal a little bit. Bees are very good, wasps are evil and badass. Like, I don't, come on. I'm scared of wasps. I want them to die. They're not the good guy here.
I agree.
Well, okay. I can say this about bees, and then we can move on if you want to, because I think this is the be all end all of bees. This is here's a bee fact. Ready? Ready, Joe? Ready, Shags? Here's a bee fact. Bee sperm lives for months inside the queen bee. Yeah, months.
Why?
Because queen is on her own schedule, so he's like, yeah, you can fuck me drone, but I ain't going to do nothing with it. I got plans.
I'm going to save it for later.
Yeah.
That's disgusting and fascinating.
Yeah, it is. And the world's...
Bumble bitches are sperm banks.
Bumble bitches.
That's all I'm saying.
Sweet. So should we keep talking about insects and make this just the straight up insect show? Well, so
you know what? It is. It has been all pretty much all insects. But let me.
Oh my god!
I just want to ask, Shags, how are you doing? Like, we haven't had you on the show for a while.
Yeah.
I'm good. Life is good. It's been hectic but good. And I severely missed you both.
We severely missed you too. Can you tell us how much you missed us via an animal metaphor?
Fuck, come on.
I put you on the spot. Yeah, I know.
You did.
Yeah.
I miss you guys so much that if I was a Care Bear, I would do the Care Bear stare, like, just in order to summons your presence in my life, if it really worked.
You nailed it.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I was going to say, she misses us as much as a unicorn misses a rainbow.
I was going to say...
You went further, because Care Bears are even more fantastical than
tried.
A unicorn.
And we missed you like a one-eyed, drunken dog running at top speed misses the doggy door. Just trying to get inside the house. That's how much we missed you. Because there's a loud thud, and you laughed. You don't want to laugh, but you laughed anyway.
But you did.
Yeah.
But you did. You know what? It's good to be back. It's good to be home, guys.
Yeah.
It's good
it's good to have you.
Jags, I missed you more than an evil wasp. Evil wasp misses murdering bumble bitches.
Yeah.
You guys, that sounds like a great title of a movie.
I missed you more than wasps miss bumble bastards?
Yeah.
That's a long title, but I like it.
Yeah, like a horror movie, but like with humor.
With humor. A horror humor.
A horror humor.
Enough about insects. Maybe we can this isn't the insect show exclusively. We can talk about any animal that we want.
We can. And real quick, I just want to interject. We're at minute 32 already, and I know you got a lot of prepared stuff, Joe, so just, you know, we need to cue it up, but also we need to talk to Shags. Like, Shags, do you have any animals in your casa?
Yeah, but it's an insect.
Boom.
How about this, Jason? Let's just keep talking about insects. Damn it, Shags. What is your insect?
Okay, I'm going to give full credit to Sean for this because he reminded me, but I wanted to talk about an unsung hero that not all of us realized was a hero. And this is when I actually became sympathetic and empathetic to ants. And that is Auntie in fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Okay. Can we get
that made me cry?
Didn't it?
Yes.
Oh my God, you guys.
Like, when Auntie dies, and by the way, Auntie is a relative of wasps. But ants are not as scary as wasps, but they're related to them. They're on the same kind of evolution.
After you saw that movie, did you guys or did you not think twice about crushing the ants or stepping on the ant farm or whatever it was? Did you or did you not just like give it a second thought? Because I sure did.
For me, it's different because I'm at you know my house, Shags. In the summertime, I'm at fucking war with ants. I kill millions of ants every summer. Like I can't be emotional. In that movie, I just pretended that the ant was a dog, and then I started weeping. But ants, fuck ants.
I mean, okay, because that's all I have.
I like the weepy pause there.
They're here for a reason. I don't know what reason they're here for, but you know, one of the first animals that came to mind. But since you want to move away from insects, I figured I would just say it now. Mm-hmm. And ants are the thing.
So you have ants in your house? The ant died.
I don't.
I also want to say, look, if all ants disappeared, I don't know why or how, but I'm sure that if all ants disappeared right now, the entire ecosystem of the planet would somehow collapse and we would all just shrivel up and die.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. Yes.
And you know what?
I'm trying to kill ants, but there's no fucking way I'm ever going to win the war. I don't want to kill all ants. I just want them out of my fucking house.
I think not only would the whole world disappear if you killed all the ants, the whole world would disappear if you killed Justin Timberlake. And I think that Justin Timberlake should have a Timberwolf because those things go together. And I think that if Justin Timberlake and a Timberwolf got in a fight, then Liam Neeson should protect Justin Timberlake from the Timberwolf and punch him in the face because we can't have a world without Justin Timberlake Wolf. Wait, Justin
and that,
Lake
and
Wolf
by the way, that was a little bit of a callback, Shags. We were talking about wolves earlier and Liam Neeson and how he was fighting wolves. So it hasn't all been insects.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I like that you guys were talking about insects, though. It's a cool thing.
We can keep talking about insects.
I just wanted to talk about, you know, Auntie, because, I mean, he risked his life and he taught us all about love and respect and friendship. And I just thought it was a valuable thing to teach, you know, teach our listener today about. Just remember that, okay?
Remember Auntie.
Remember Auntie.
Gave
justice
her
for his, Auntie.
Justice for Auntie. We should get a memorial.
Go like, ahead.
We should petition Congress.
I'd like to take a hard left turn.
Okay.
Into ape shit.
Okay.
Like the feces of apes?
Insects might like ape shit, but ape shit itself is something that I have had to dodge successfully, and I did. Ape shit was coming at my face.
Yeah.
And I fucking ducked, and it hit a young mother and her child.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And then why was there ape shit flying at your face?
Right.
Well, and that here comes the story.
Okay. You got a zoo story. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I was at the San Francisco Zoo, where they don't have – there's not like huge walls of glass in between you and the gorillas.
This is already fucked up.
Yeah. Well, but they're way down in a pit. You know what I mean? The gorillas are in a pit. And actually, if you look on YouTube, there's been a couple of instances where small children have fallen into that pit. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, the gorilla's going to fucking tear that kid limb from limb. Mm-hmm. It's really scary videos. But
all they do is throw shit at it.
Right. Well, the thing is, whatever zoo you go to, there's a plaque or some sort of notification that you should not make eye contact with the gorillas. Okay. It's rude.
It's rude.
How's it rude?
Well, you know, because the girls are like, you looking at me?
Are social animals.
You looking at me?
They have their own...
Are you looking at me? Are you looking at me? Are you looking at me? I've never seen Taxi Driver, but I'm assuming that's how it went. You looking at me? I'm a gorilla. Are you looking at me? I will throw shit at you. I will throw shit in your face. And well, if I miss you, I'll hit the broad behind you and her kid.
Here's the funny thing. Okay. Everybody is staring right at the goddamn the leader of the pack. The I don't know what they're called. A pack of gorillas. What is it?
I think it's called a cordon.
Whatever it is, everybody is being an asshole and staring right at the head gorilla, the man of the house.
Okay,
and he's not having it, and he doesn't throw his shit. This is really impressive. He has like a harem of females, and I swear to God, everybody's staring right at this gorilla. I wasn't. I was like kind of averting my eyes a little bit. I'm like, I respect you. I respect you. It's okay. But then he was like, I noticed that he kind of looked over at one of his, you know, female counterparts, like one of his wives, and kind of gave her a little bit of a nod. It was crazy. And then she did this amazing, like NBA move, like layup. Like just charged the edge of the pit and did this layup. Like as she was running, she was defecating in her hands. So she didn't pick up. I'm not fucking kidding.
She was running.
She didn't pick up poop that was already there. She fucking laid a fresh one in her hand. I'm telling you, it was like a fucking really good basketball move. Pooped right in her hand and did a layup, and all of a sudden, like, the poop was coming right at my face as if I was the only one that was fucking respectful. Everybody else was staring at the, you know, godfather of the gorillas, and this is what we get coming to us, which is shit flying through, fresh, hot shit coming through the fucking air. And I ducked, and it hit this woman and her child behind me, and they shrieked.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the story, guys.
That's,
you know what, ladies? If you're listening, you better step up your fucking game.
Yeah.
Because if you don't protect your man like that gorilla did, lady, female gorilla, then you're, what are you doing even? What are you even doing in life?
So let's do a little role playing. Okay, Joe, you be Sean, and Jack, Shags, you be Shags, and I will be a woman coming on to your man.
Stare at Sean. Stare at Sean.
Yeah. All right, so I'm a woman coming on to Sean and say, hey, baby, I couldn't help but notice that you look fine tonight, and you got anybody that's taking care of you? Because if you don't, you guys come in anytime. If you don't, I will take care of you because I'm a sexy woman, Sean.
Let me drink this Pepto right here.
Why are you drinking Pepto? Why are you sticking your hand down your pants? Because, what's going on? Shit in my face.
Sean. Sean is the head gorilla, right? And Shags is one of her harem. Am I right?
Kinda. I think it's more like.
I don't know. Shags is the head gorilla. First of all, you guys have to remember I don't poop, so this is really difficult for me.
That's right. Shags is a perfect.
This is crazy.
Like, topologically,
improv at its finest.
Yes, topologically, Joe, you and I are donuts, whereas Shags is a bear claw. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Well, anyway, we were going to do a little bit of role playing, but I feel like we were. Oh man, it was about to get really terrible. But I want to just get it out of our system here. Okay. I'm Sean. I'm the head gorilla. Okay. Shags is one of my gorilla wenches.
Yeah, and I'm a woman coming on to you via the zoo. That's why I was talking like this. Is you, Sean? You look nice. What is that? Blue jeans? You wearing blue jeans?
Are you looking me straight in the eye, bitch?
Well, yeah, I'm looking you straight in the eye because I want to get into your blue jeans because.
Shags, throw a turd at that motherfucker.
Take a seat, bitch.
Oh, snap. Haha, missed me. Sorry, lady.
Okay, and
don't call her comeback.
Hey, you know what?
I just really don't want to hear Sean's response to that. Once he hears that...
I'm scared.
Have to get into a fist fight with Sean. Oh, no.
He's going to be like, Joe, you could have done a better job of me.
That'll be his criticism.
Joe, do you think that if, like, you did get in a fight with Sean, you could avoid the fight by telling him you had your ball sack stung by about 15 wasps?
Well, we were talking earlier, Shags, that if you met someone who was running naked through the woods and got their nut sack attacked by 15 wasps, wouldn't want to fight that guy because the fact that he lived through it means he's a tougher motherfucker than you
That's true. That's actually true. Yeah.
So if you get
what something like that would sound like.
You know what? Let's not even try and recreate it. Just me imagining that.
That's
so much fun. I'm sorry. It's wonderful. I just couldn't help myself.
Yeah, buzz crack. Yeah, it would be bad.
Fucking dying pigeons on like auto tune or something like that. I don't know.
I'm gonna find a way.
We're running out of time, unfortunately. I'm gonna do something I haven't done in a while. I'm going to listen to the Larco, if this is okay with you, Jason.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to the Larco tomorrow because I have to go pee.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's do the Larco thing.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I'll probably hear the end of it and it'll be confusing.
Okay. Well, the truth of the matter is, I don't know if he's gone now, and Jax, I'm sorry to go through this, is that the guys at Larco called me up and told me what the product was and how they wanted it to be presented, but they didn't give me any copy, so I kind of have to make it up.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
They really trust you.
Yeah, I know. Wow. So, I'll try. It might not go so well, but... So, Joe, if you need to go pee, and I'll just do this. And,
All right, here I go. Good luck, man.
Okay. All right, let's see if I can remember. I'm in the mood for pussy. No, I do not mean sexual intercourse with a female lady. I mean cat. I'm a sucker for cat. Filleted, fried, fricasseed, that's fine dining on a feline. But if you're a calico connoisseur like me, you know those motherfuckers can be hard to catch, which is why I always use a triple cruel cat trap from Larco, made with the finest Peruvian steel and engineered by real Afghanis, constructed in a factory by people getting paid almost double minimum wage. You know they take pride in their product. My name is Harvey Weinstein, and I like to catch, kill, carve up, cook, and eat cats. Larco! Yeah, that's the ad, so sorry, it was very good. And Joe was gone for too long to
I mean, I don't need, you did a really good job. Thanks. Wow. I mean, who knew? Who knew Harvey had his hand in that?
Yeah, he apparently did. And that's why I'm going to start the I'm a cats too hashtag. Hashtag cats too.
Hashtag cats too.
Yeah, cats too. Yeah. So that's what we're going to
keep. That was going. Actually very impressive.
Thank you.
To be quite honest with you.
It was I don't like it when Larco does that. They sometimes throw me for a loop. But while we're waiting for Joe to come back from his urination adventure.
Yes.
Jax, have you ever gone to like a zoo and saw something, or I don't know. Do you have a favorite zoo, or is there like a zoo?
Yeah,
you're like, I'm never going to that damn zoo.
I mean, I saw a panda taking a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that
okay.
was cute.
Yeah.
Again, back to shit.
Yeah. Animals and shit go together like peanut butter and jelly. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really, I guess I'm, maybe I'm pushing back my childhood memories. I don't really remember anything fascinating happening at a zoo other than, me asking like questions as to why they're trapped in there, which like I was that kid. So that was annoying probably for a lot of people.
No. Saw Jurassic Park, right?
I'm sorry, what about
You saw Jurassic Park, the movie Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Was that something you'd be into? Like if someone said, hey, we got this dinosaur that's real and stuff. You want to go to an island and see it? Would you go or would you be like, no, I don't know.
If Chris Pratt was there, for sure, but not the first guy in the first movie, no. Okay. Actually, what's that guy's name? What was the... the one in Independence Day 2. God damn it. Howie Mandel.
You talking about Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
I'm sorry.
Have you guys veered into Jurassic Park at
this point? I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, we have. That was one of my favorite movies ever. So, yeah, the first one was great. Haven't watched the most recent one, but I would go.
You would go?
If I had, a team of, five homies with me.
Yeah. We should do that. We should go. We should form a group called the "We Would Go to Jurassic Park If It Was Real" team.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be
especially if fucking Howie Mandel was in that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in our group. It's Shags, Joe, Pauline, me, and Howie Mandel. Yeah. And you know what?
Howie
if Idris Elba wants to come along
no
too,
deal.
He can. Deal or no deal.
Okay. Hey, how did Larco go?
Terrible. It was pretty awful.
It was actually pretty fucking funny.
Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Shags is. She's like a, I'm trying to think of a noble animal that, you know what? You're like Auntie. That's what
Auntie!
You are.
Yeah.
Except you're still alive, damn it. You're not going to
I know.
Some dramatic death.
Right, tomorrow. Local news, a woman dies. I'd probably die doing something stupid.
If you were going to be killed by an animal, though, what animal would it be? I mean, you know, if you're going to die, is it going to be mauled by a tiger or eaten by a bear or embarrassed by a sloth? I mean, how are you going to... What's your...
I don't know. I mean, do I want to go full, Revenant? And
Yeah.
You mean get raped and killed by a bear?
Yeah, I mean,
I believe that there was a bear rape in that movie.
There was?
Okay, was there a rape? Because
it just seemed like it. Did you see the scene?
It was a little rapey.
Was there rapey? Yeah, but did at any point did... what was that? Leonardo DiCaprio? Or Christian Bale?
Yeah, he was,
or was it Howie Mandel?
The bear rape victim.
It was somebody raping a bear.
No. The bear was raping him and then nearly killed him.
Leo was probably asking for it. Post-rape. Do you want to do some other... he's a good-looking guy. I'm not saying that if I was a bear, I'd rape Leonardo DiCaprio, but I'd buy him dinner and say, you know...
Right.
You're sending me mixed messages. No,
if you were a bear, you'd buy him dinner?
Yeah, I'd be like, you know...
Take him to the fish market?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey... Leo, you're sending me mixed messages here. I mean, you let me buy you dinner, but now you're what? You gonna go home? Fine. You know what? I'll bears debate. That's stupid.
Sorry. I mean, wow. Okay. Well, back to how I'd want to be murdered. Yeah. I probably want to just be stung by something or bitten by something because I'm a pansy. So
okay. Oh, you go out Cleopatra style.
Way to die.
No, she let an asp bite her.
You're minimizing it a little bit.
I understand, but at my funeral, at least like the, you know, my people that work for me will know how to deal with, you know, making me look okay.
Yeah.
Right. Cause you guys still want to show up and like, you know, view the body. Like I don't want to be mauled.
Actually,
so
that's
a good point.
I'm just
so when you die, Shags, what's the plan? Because you're the funeral director.
Like, can Rod Stewart?
Shags, funeral time Shags. Like who? Do you already? Of course, you
have
it all set
guys,
up already.
It's going to be a karaoke bar. Everyone nice. Has to get up and take a shot and tell a story about me. But then you have to take a shot every time someone tells a story about me. So you guys will be shit faced, and then all of you will die from alcohol poisoning, and then I won't be alone. So
oh,
there.
That's beautiful.
And then I will stand up and I'll say, "Our friend Shags has died by getting stung in the fucking eyeball." By wasps, mm-hmm. 800 times in a row. And then I'll point in the audience and I'll say, Rod Stewart, get the fuck out of here. You're not welcome here.
No, because he's going to be the closing song. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. Come on. Don't shun Rod.
That is an inside joke. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, Shags. I was just.
I am. You hate Rod Stewart. Dude. We all know.
Okay, very good.
We all fucking know, Joey. You've made it abundantly clear to everyone that knows you.
Yeah, okay. But this isn't about your funeral. He's welcome. So I won't
he's
kick
welcome.
Him out
you
of your
kick
funeral.
Him out.
Yeah, I won't kick him out.
I also want Lionel Richie there. That's cool.
This is the song I'm going to sing at at Shags' funeral. I'm going to sing the song.
Yes!
You know, and you know why I'm going to sing that song? Because one, it's about prostitution. Two, it's by a band.
Oh my God!
It's by a band called
The Animals.
The Animals. Yeah. Yeah. Boom.
God, the jokes tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Harvey and rape was already discussed, so yeah. I mean, there's probably nowhere else we can go.
The prostitution angle had absolutely nothing to do with Shags. It has to do with Joe. And me, mm-hmm. and a story we're not going to tell on this episode.
Yeah, because if you're talking about punching a horse, he's talking about me.
Yeah.
Wait, why? Have you guys ever been to a prostitute?
Been to a. That's a nice verb for it. No, but Joe has punched a horse. And to me, that sounds like punch a horse. And we
punched
want
a horse.
And we are hoping that this...
It's grammatically incorrect, but when you're swinging and you're taking down prostitutes every time you swing your fist... That's called punching a whore's.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not a good joke, Shags.
Yeah.
We can move
no.
on.
But okay. We are hoping that Liam Neeson does a...
Find you and kill you?
Well, no, we want him to do a sequel to The Grey called The Grey Mare, where he punches a horse in the face.
That's right. But you don't get to see it.
No.
It's just been... It's built up the whole goddamn movie, and then at the end, it's him facing down a grey mare.
Yeah.
And then the credits roll.
And then the credits roll. And then if you stay through the whole credits at the end, there's a scene where a camera pans over a horse pelt, and you're like, oh, snap. Liam Neeson killed that horse, and then it comes up, and he's sitting on the horse pelt, and then he looks to the right, and there's this come hither stare, and then a horse comes trotting up, and you're like, oh, snap, he made friends with that horse. Like, they got in a fight, and then they, like, got drunk together, and now they're friends.
No, that's his version. In my version, he's got the horse is dead, and he and his foot is on the horse, and he's covered in blood, and he looks right at the camera, and he goes, "What's up, bitch?"
No, he says, "What up, nag?"
Oh, what up, whores?
No, he said, "What up, nag?"
Nag.
What up?
Okay, moving on. So.
So, Joe, you got more stuff we need to do?
I think we've been doing a pretty good job, and now we have to pay for this fucking shit show.
Yeah. So, what are we going to do?
Okay, so we've got an ad.
I love ads!
Do you want to introduce it, or should I just click go?
Just hit it.
All right, I'm going to turn it up. Here we go.
A true musician tends to branch out from his primary instrument. Serious guitar players tend to find interest in learning the bass, for instance. A seasoned pianist may become proficient at playing the drums. But for the real multi-instrumentalist, curiosity in musicianship tends to reach beyond the conventional. For those of us looking for a new way to make music, it's an exciting time. Thanks to a partnership between Guitar Center and Petco. Introducing a new development in the burgeoning art of puppy cushion. Instrumuts. Now at participating guitar centers, you can purchase an individualized selection of dogs that, when kicked properly, will bring sweet music to your ears. To provide notes in low octaves, choose a St. Bernard or Great Dane model of Instrumut. And for the higher pitches, Maltipoos and Chihuahuas are available. Each dog has its own vocal range. For instance, to play a C sharp, try a kick to the ribs. For a G flat, a sweeping boot to the face. Jesus. Nothing is more satisfying as a performer than to dress up in a tuxedo and angrily kick the living melody out of whimpering dogs which have been chained to the stage in strategic positions. If there's any question as to the quality of music that can be produced by Instrumuts, just listen to this rendition of the Blue Danube by Johann Strauss, performed by renowned puppy cushionist Dietrich Mongrel Punter von Yelpenpooch III. Buy a set of Instrumuts from Guitar Center today and get ready to kick out the jams.
Sometimes that is better.
No. Hey, what are you doing?
You got to do your argument for cancellation.
Right? All right.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone, to the animal edition of Arguments for Cancellation on JBC. So, I've realized that we have actually just that, just what you just heard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The content of our show is really disrespectful to animals, and I've put together this montage. It's us talking about animals. It's us really having disrespect for all life forms. And there's a lot of abuse. There's kind of irrational fear. Just nonsense. I call it the zoolatage. Dangling your bare dick and balls into the mouth of a hungry mountain lion, knowing that at any moment the beast's jaws will come slamming shut, tearing the entirety of your genitalia from your mangled and blood-spurting crotch.
We'll have a bumblebee, we'll have a ladybug, maybe we'll have a little cute caterpillar, right?
Neither your hand, nor your foot, nor your cock will be safe from the Komodo dragon.
One of you be a ladybug and the other one be a bumblebee. That'll be way cuter.
Sexy bumblebees. Sexy bumblebees.
Sexy bumblebees.
Each midget juggling three gerbils, and each gerbil juggling three flaming matchsticks.
He wants to fuck you like an animal.
I want
to
fuck you like an animal.
Fuck me like an animal.
I like to fuck animals, and I'm going to fuck you as if you were one.
Here's the thing. I'm no expert on animal fucking.
What was that again?
I am not an expert on animal fucking. I mean, I've seen some animals fucking before, dogs mostly.
A mutant flying ostrich.
You don't have to put a gun to an animal's head to fuck it, I have been told.
Innocent creatures you ass pump and or crush to death.
Having sex with a donkey. I used a gun and a ski mask.
if you're going to have sex with a donkey, a gun to the back of its head isn't going to mean anything. And what did you put the ski mask on so it can't pick you out of a lineup? Just a silly way to rape a donkey. Giant buzzards.
Broken bear.
Intellectually challenged animal torture enthusiast.
Talk about goat fucking.
Forced at knife point to drown your own cat.
Broke bear.
Smashing lizards with a rock.
Chicken butt dust.
Rape a donkey at gunpoint!
Holy shit. You guys, if this isn't more proof for everyone to know that monsters fucking walk amongst us, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that you convinced me.
I think.
You
just fucking convinced me.
Show's over, folks. We made it through 81 episodes. And never gonna do this again. Because you know why?
Because PETA's going to shut us down.
Yeah. And they say sometimes dead is better, and as somebody who's only ever heard of people fucking animals, I can assure you that no. Fucking dead animals is not better. It's not.
I mean, PETA's got to know that you guys aren't playing with a full deck. Like, it's fine.
Not playing with a full deck. We're like, Joe is a ripped in half three of clubs, and I'm not even a card. Our deck is so fucked up.
He's not even a fucking card.
Yeah, that's our deck.
Oh, I missed you guys. That was fun.
Yeah, and we're I think we're out of time, unless we're gonna go long. Is there any, do we have any closing thoughts on animals?
Don't fuck them. I'm sorry, what?
Fuck it, that's good advice, man. Yeah,
that's really, that's really, really good advice. Oh, man, we missed you too, Shags.
Oh, what up, it's Azizah, man.
I was going to say that.
Next time.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think that's great. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. I got some advice to give you about animals. And they turn around. Don't fuck them.
Oh, fuck them.
Good times. Oh, boy.
Well, I hope you both have a pleasant evening.
You too, sir.
You too, kind sirs.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Yeah, don't fuck animals, but if you're going to, use protection.
Hey, can you send me that montage from my new ringtone?
Or I use the actually that instruments is on my ringtone. Oh, hi grandma.
Thank you. to call trumpeting. Get that. Get that. Which one?
Good evening, bumble bitches.